Back here at 8:11 on the Mighty 690, it is time for our update from South Coffeyville Public Schools. And joining us, we have Superintendent Darrell Pruder. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and good morning to you. It's a beautiful drive.
Oh yeah,
to work today.
Yeah, it's clear and a little chilly, yes. But you should be able to have good visibility this morning.
A little early, but still dark when I left.
That's right. We're still getting used to this time change and everything.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
It's the way it goes.
Here we go. Regular meeting, South Coffeyville, 6:30 tonight at the high school, at the business office. The meeting's going to be called to order at 6:30, and then we'll do roll call and then approve the agenda, as always. Approve the minutes of the last meeting, and then there's a January 25th. We had a special meeting for the bond council, I think. And then consider action on presented fundraisers. I think I have one this time. The football coach is going to present some fundraiser to raise some stuff for some helmets or something. Not sure.
Sure.
What that
yep,
is.
Yep.
But I know he's going to present one. And then the consent agenda, which is the treasurer's report and the activities report. Approved to pay the encumbrances, which is the bills, the general fund, the building funds, the gift funds, and all of that. Then item 8, presentation of the South Coffeyville FYI 23 audit by the accounting firm of Bledsoe, Hewitt and Gulkson, and we did well on that, I believe, so that shouldn't be any issues. But that's an annual to make sure that we're spending money and the way it needs to be spent, and that nothing is out of the ordinary, which is a very good fact check for everybody, and it's a required by state. So
sure.
Make sure we spend our money the way we're supposed to. And then consider action to approve the prom location. And it's a change. This year it's going to be at the Coffeyville Country Club. So, and prom will be April 27th. So that'll be something fun for the kids to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then consider action and approve submitting an application for an opioid abatement grant. And this is a grant through OCIC, which is our service center at Hominy, Oklahoma. So that will help us take care of some issues and even hire some counselors and so forth for that. So that's a nice grant. And then it looks like we're going to be replacing our PowerSchool, which is our management program. We're going with a different system. We've had PowerSchool forever, but we think we're going to try something different. And it's a company called Sylogistics. Sylogist, and so that'll be a new program. And then the next item, number 12, is our resource officer, and we partner with South Coffeyville Police Department, and they provide us with a resource officer, which is a benefit for both us and the city. That's a nice situation for both of us. 13, consider action to approve the continued use of the ADPC, which is our financial accounting system, and that's something we've done forever. And then we have an action to pay BWA Architects for the rendering of the proposed gymnasium and storm shelter, and so that's at a price of $1,500 just for the rendering at this point. And that's nice, the drawing, people can see what we're voting on. And then number 15, item 15, is a report for me, which is school business, and that'll be fairly small. I don't see any new business at this time, and then as soon as we can get everything finished, we will vote to adjourn, and then I'm off on spring break.
Hey, that's right. We appreciate you coming in on this.
Yes,
this is spring break. So let's can you fill us up, get us up to speed here on the whole gym project? Kind of okay. Where are we at right now, and what's the plan going forward?
All right, we have the rendering, the drawing, and it's posted at the there'll be one at the bank, the Welch State Bank in South Coffeyville. At the high school, there's one in the window, and then at the police department or city hall, there'll be one. So all we've got now is just the drawing, what it could look like. And then there's also attached to that is what your taxes would be according to what your valuation and how much it would go up if we pass this. And once again, the vote is April 2nd. And we just ask that we get out and vote. Vote your conscience and vote.
And and of course, this is going to raise some of that the mill levy and the taxes. But as we've talked about a little bit, I mean, currently the taxes coming from South Coffeyville are, I mean, I think you're one of the lowest in the state.
We are. We're one of the lowest in the state. And even if this passes, or when this passes, we will still be the lowest in Nowata County.
Gotcha. So we're saying here that the average household, obviously, you know, households have different fluctuations, but it would be average of $6.78 per month.
Per month, yes. Less than a Happy Meal.
And how long would this be?
10 years. Gotcha. And that's the assumption is if the valuation of the school district stayed the same, then that would stay the same. But if our value goes up, if another business comes in and something, then those taxes could go down. So as our value goes up, then your taxes would go down, because that it's based on our value, the valuation of the school district.
Gotcha. And then also new, since this was last put up to a vote, I mean, this is going to be a storm shelter as well, correct?
Right. FEMA approved storm shelter, and that's a big deal. The other night, was it Friday?
It was Thursday.
Thursday, we had that tornado come through. We had people come to the school. We were hosting parent-teacher conference, and we had several families come in. And the gym, or that storm shelter, the police department would have keys to that. That opens up after school hours, so it would open up for all the public to come in. Right now, we do not have a FEMA-approved storm shelter. We just hunker down in the bathrooms. And that's not the most sanitary, but it's the safest place. So we are in desperate need of that FEMA-approved storm shelter. So that's a big issue with this bond, too.
Yeah, and I'm seeing, and obviously this is just a drawing at this point, but, you know, the plan would be to have all those locker rooms. There's, like, an office, bathrooms, and, like, a pretty big chunk of the gym there that is would be that storm shelter.
350 can crowd in there.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's a big crowd.
That is absolutely. So, and then the proposed location for this?
It's east of the high school. And so up on the hill or right next to the old softball field. So it's just right east of the ag building and up on that land that we own up there.
Gotcha. Now, going to be a special election for this, right, on the 2nd of April. So
correct.
This is just going to be the only thing on that election.
The only thing on the election would be the building.
Yep, okay.
The gymnasium proposal.
Absolutely. Well, just a good reminder, get out there and vote, and we'll definitely spread the word to remind people about that election.
Yes. We will have another meeting, an open public meeting. We just haven't set that yet.
Okay.
So there will be an open about a week or two before the bond.
Okay, great. Well, I know you'll let us know on that, and we'll spread the word on that, and people can come ask questions and learn more about it.
Sounds good.
All right, Superintendent Pruder, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
Absolutely glad to have you. That is Superintendent of South Coffeyville Public Schools, Daryl Pruder, here on the Mighty 690. And we do have an early bird edition of Open Line coming up.